Hey there, this is Pastor Bill bringing you a News in Focus. This one is entitled, The 101st Airborne Marks 30 Years Since Gander Plane Crash Killed 248 Soldiers. I remember hearing about this for the first time in chaplain school, and I think that was 2009. I honestly had not ever heard of this tragedy before that. It was basically told to us like this from my senior chaplain because he was trying to prepare us for those horrible times when all breaks loose, basically, and you're called upon as a chaplain to bring ministry to people. So whether or not you are pro-chaplain or it makes no difference, the point is the story. Army Times, written December 9th this year. Amy Gallo's husband wasn't supposed to be home from a six-month appointment for another week, but he had managed to get a seat on an earlier flight. So when he called me that morning, I was blessed, she said. The happy phone call would be the last time Gallo would speak to her husband. The plane carrying Sergeant Richard Nichols and 247 other soldiers, most of them from the 101st Airborne 3rd Battalion 502nd Infantry Regiment, crashed shortly after taking off from a refueling stop in Gander, Newfoundland, Canada. All 248 soldiers and the plane's 8 crew members were killed. The date, December 12, 1985, so 30 years ago today. That's pretty cool. I must admit, I wasn't trying to make it on the day. This came out 3 days ago. But 30 years ago today, 248 soldiers died in a plane crash on their way back. I think we're going to get to it here, if memory serves, from the Sinai Peninsula. Soldiers, were on their way home from a peacekeeping deployment in the Sinai. The crash was the deadliest tragedy to hit the famed Screaming Eagles division in years. How do you tell 248 family members their husbands are dead, Gallo said. I've never heard so many women yelling and screaming in my life. This year marks 30 years since that dreadful day, and later this week, soldiers, veterans, and surviving family members will gather on Fort Campbell, Kentucky, to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the crash. Now, the reason this is kind of special to me is because we have a former Berean church member that is now the installation commander, Rob Salome. Colonel Rob Salome is there, and he is the commander of the installation, so this will be a busy day for him, I'm sure, and I pray that God will give that good Christian man and his family a measure of peace, and that when they are on the scene conducting a ceremony, that they will be, people involved will have a peace that is not of this world, John 14:27. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So today they are remembering this thing. I have soldiers in the Fort Campbell area. I was there last month. I was there in August. We'll be there in January as a brigade chaplain, and look forward to, as a matter of fact, ministering to a family that's experienced some heartache there in the last week or two. So in any case, and then I have a father-in-law that pastors right outside the gate there as well. So it's kind of a special place to me, but in any case, today they are celebrating, or commemorating is probably a better term, the 30th anniversary. The Army has marked the anniversary of the crash every year since it happened, but this year is significant, says Colonel Sylvia, the commander of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team. This is the single largest loss of life in a single event in a single day that this division has ever experienced. This week's events will be a chance to bring together veterans, family members, some of whom have not returned to Fort Campbell since the tragic crash. All right, so again, talking to this chaplain that was a lieutenant colonel in 2009, that was a captain when this occurred. I don't know if we'll get to it here. If so, I'll skip over it. But he told me basically that the families were already gathered in the gymnasium for the homecoming celebration. And instead of their families coming in the door of that gymnasium, the public affairs or the mortuary affairs or authorities, in any case, came in and broke the news to those family members of those 249 service members in that gymnasium. So they're holding up signs, welcome home. They're ready to reunite after, I think, a six-month deployment to the Sinai, and instead they're getting news that every one of them is dead. Just amazing. Just a horrific experience. So you'll forgive some of us if we don't have much of a sense of humor about a flippant loss of American lives for things that we look back on now and wonder, was there a reason? You'll forgive us, I'm sure, if we don't have much of a sense of humor about your silly immigration debates and whether or not a man ought to be able to own a handgun. You'd have to forgive us, I'm sure, if we don't have much time to discuss whether or not you think it's theological to to want to protect our borders. No, you, I'm sure you'd understand if most of us claim PTSD when we punch your lights out. The truth is, we don't have time to think about loss of life for nothing. I hope you understand that. I hope you understand why veterans get angry when they start hearing people that have never served a day in their life start questioning whether or not we should be protecting our borders from people that seek to do us harm. I trust that you'll remember that on this, the 30th anniversary of that unfortunate thing that occurred that was not combat related, but nonetheless, 248 veterans' families mourned that day and for many years after. And I will thank you to stay off of your soapbox and judge people that have served honorably, so that you could sit back here and have your little stand-ins and sit-ins and complain because your minimum wage isn't high enough. God bless you anyway. So, soldiers from the 2nd BCT will host an open house. This occurred yesterday, a social for attendees. This will give veterans and family members a chance to see what it's like to be in the Army today. A memorial ceremony is scheduled for 10 a.m. Saturday on Fort Campbell. The second memorial will take place at noon. So that's approximately 1 hour. I believe they're in Central Time. It's approximately 1 hour from now that we have in this ceremony. So I'll get this uploaded, put it on the church Facebook page, and I trust that you'll be praying for this difficult time. There's pictures on this article from the U.S. Army Times of people and little children, probably grandbabies, touching the names of loved ones on stone monuments there in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, at the Fort Campbell Gander Memorial, Hopkinsville, Kentucky. I believe I'll go and visit that here in just a short while. I'll go and visit family here in coming weeks. I praise God for the opportunity for every person out there that knows what it's like to have a lump in their throat about experiencing loss on the battlefield, and then coming home to find out that they can't do, in many cases, now I'm not generalizing at all, many service members are honorable family members, honorable citizens, but there's just something unique about someone that can lead an assault team on an objective and then finds themselves as a failure in the home. There's something unique about someone who can drive hours looking for IEDs and can't keep themselves calm when some twerp flipping around on his phone and trying to eat a bowl of cereal while he's driving cuts in front of him. So I pray that soon God will give us even a greater inroad here to people who are struggling with unsealable wounds, and that you will keep those folks in prayer today at Fort Campbell. God bless you.